Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It costs $725 for green card holders to apply for U.S. citizenship. It's a burden many low-income immigrants can't afford. There's a Boston-based nonprofit that helps immigrants apply for fee waivers, eliminating that financial obstacle to naturalization. But as of today, those fee waivers will be harder to come by. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
Magali Adrian sifts through a crinkled business envelope, stuffed with her family's passports and green cards. Across the table, Kevin Yerkerwich, a volunteer attorney, reviews her citizenship application.
Do you have the earlier one from 2016?
No.
There are 50 or so aspiring U.S. citizens clutching fistfuls of documents and filling out paperwork in the conference room of a downtown Boston law firm. For Adrian, who was born in Haiti and has lived in the U.S. for almost 20 years, citizenship means one thing.
You're not citizen, you're not vote. I love America, I'm gonna citizen, I'm gonna vote. Yeah.
Becoming a citizen isn't easy. There are numerous eligibility requirements, heaps of paperwork and documentation to be processed, and a pretty hefty application fee.
Do you know how much it costs to apply for your citizenship?
I don't know.
North of $700.
$700? Yeah. Some people got $700, some people don't.
The hardest thing is the payment.
That's Melanie Torres. She's the program director for Boston-based Project Citizenship, which is sponsoring this workshop. The nonprofit's goal is to eliminate barriers to naturalization. For most of their clients, Torres says, the main obstacle comes down to cost. The federal government has waived fees for people who can prove they receive federal and state benefits, like food stamps or Medicaid. But as of today, that's not going to be enough. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will now require something called a tax transcript from the IRS. Torres says obtaining this document will be nearly impossible for many of their clients.
Most of our clients are transient. A lot of them are elderly and don't file taxes or are claimed as dependents in other people's taxes or live in sort of informal households, so it's really, really hard to prove their income.
Project Citizenship recently filed a federal lawsuit in Boston against the Trump administration. The suit challenges the waiver changes, arguing it will ultimately decrease the number of eligible immigrants able to apply for citizenship. Nearly 40% of naturalization applications across the country included a fee waiver in 2017, according to the complaint. A spokesperson for Citizenship and Immigration Services said in an email that the agency relies on fees to cover the costs of its operations. Fee waivers have totaled hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and to balance its books, USCIS says it had to raise other fees. But Torres says the Trump administration's reforms are motivated by more than fiscal concerns.
We know that this is strategic, right? We know that the election is coming up. We know that everyone is more interested right now. And in 2020, we're going to see a huge surge in interest. And we know that this is because they don't want low-income immigrants to vote.
The suggestion that these changes are somehow anti-immigrant are not credible.
Jessica Vaughn heads up policy studies for the Center for Immigration Studies, a conservative group advocating for more restrictive immigration laws. She says the new eligibility requirements for fee waivers will spread the processing costs more evenly.
It's an effort to make it more fair, and there will be some additional burden on some people to show that they qualify for the fee waiver, but it's important that we have a system with some integrity.
The new waiver eligibility requirements take effect today. The Trump administration wants to go further and has proposed hiking the cost of naturalization from the current $725 fee to $1,170 and eliminating fee waivers altogether. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.